Hello, everybody. I would like to thank the committee for the chance to speak about something that we do in COHA, and we think it's quite exciting. There is actually a change of program. I'm afraid I'm talking about multiculturalism. So there was a glitch or some communication that didn't happen. But that's actually a clue why this image is here. And it is specifically here because it's a statue that represents multiculturalism. And I'm sorry about this, it's quite different. The problem of how to handle foreign languages in library management systems was a problem that several of our clients had, and several libraries had inquired about COHA. And I think I might just ask, do you all know what COHA is? No? Yes, okay, so it's actually very exciting because COHA is the first open source library management system. It's free. It means freedom in that sense because you still have to pay someone to help you or spend your own time to actually implement COHA. It's a very, very big library management system. It's 10 years old. And in fact, I'm on my way to New Zealand tomorrow. The conference starts on Monday, the international conference, and over 150 international people are going to be there. I hope some Australians are going to be there. I am particularly interested in the problems that librarians find with using their library management system, their existing one. So the problem for some of my contacts and clients and so on has been how to actually deal with the fifth of Australians are born overseas. So a lot of libraries do have clients that are multicultural or, multilingual or trilingual or quadrilingual. So I am actually a commercial translator interpreter by profession, and then I went on and did my library studies. So I'm particularly interested in this. There is actually one of these statues in Sydney, and I don't know if anybody knows where it is. Okay, it's actually a symbol, and it started in Canada, but I'll just leave it at that. I'm going to take you to the community website of COHA. COHA is developed by a very big group of developers, librarians in many countries. The vendors are sort of they play a very interesting role here because when you have software that actually belongs to a community, it's not your own. It actually is software that is created by many people, and there is a very special relationship. So since 2004, my company called Calix Information Essentials, we have done over 20 implementations in Australian libraries, one in New Zealand and one in China. So we are quite involved. Actually, I really love the community. And also we have adopted the new software written also in New Zealand called Kete. And Koha means gift. It's a word in Maori, and kete is actually a word for basket, but a special basket, and I often refer to it as, and I think it comes from an Australian poem, it actually is the word of a net of many hands. So it's a digital tool. It's a digital management tool and works very, very well with Koha together. We have a very large science company as client. They have 70 scientists, and they use COHA and KIDI together. So it's a very interesting one, but it's a private collection, and I can't actually show it to you as a group, but I can show it individually. So if anybody wants to see how that works together, I can show it to you. Let me then, I've only got a few minutes. I wanted to show you this website. It holds an enormous amount of information. The KIDI website is looking like this, and this is it. But specifically, I would like to tell you what happened. The client here is actually a college that has just joined forces with a Korean college. So it was interesting because the librarian said, the students are going to be 100% Korean speakers of the other college, and they actually joined, you know, merged. So we have in fact created an interesting tool here. The library, of course, interface can be translated in over 140 languages. It's very interesting to do that. I'm going to show you that in a moment. But still, it doesn't translate the actual resources. So this is what I just one of the things that I want to show you. We simply embedded the actual Google Translate tool. So I'm going to search. I'm thinking about which term to search. I'm just going to search under prayer, okay? Because it's a kind of subject. So, and so let's say we take one that's just slightly, this one maybe here, Operations World. It was very, very easy. It literally took me 5 minutes to do this, and I'll show you how I did it. So we select the language. We have limited the language to Korean because we don't want, you know, students especially. So not just are we able to actually change the interface, we are also able to change this. It's not our tool. We're just embedding another tool. That's one thing. Then I'd like to show you how we actually do it. This is the administration screen. So we simply go to Koha Administration, look at the global systems preferences. Then I do something, we look at the OPAC. They are customizable fields. And simply I go to OPAC main user block and the OPAC main user block when I find it. Lets you embed the action. It is actually there. It's because I'm very nervous. I can't see it. Okay. Here it is. Okay. So simply, it means that we can embed many other applications as well. This is it. Okay. So this was very helpful because we have one librarian and another librarian. So one librarian catalogs everything in Korean, and we had to change the keyboards, and we could do it for any language, but we did it for, of course, Korean in this case. One speaks Korean beautifully, the other one doesn't speak a word of Korean. So this is very interesting because the owner or the librarian who has been there for 20 years, she actually wants to know what is being catalogued. So this is how we have been able to solve this problem, okay? And it was just easy because we have access to every single tool that makes up that whole toolkit that actually makes up Koha. Another language issue, one of our Koha libraries is Alliance Française. It's a very difficult word to say. I don't know what other people think, but often people say, how do you say this word, you know? So we actually can do something else. We can go to Forvo, which is another tool. Simply, it was on Catherine Greenhill's blog. So I thought this sounds really something like I like to explore. It's very, very simple. As a cataloger, I can now go actually speak the word out. And sometimes I probably shouldn't because I will say it with a slight accent. But if it's in my own language, I can say it. So in this case, Alliance Française, we just simply embedded the actual, I don't know if it's going to work, okay? But it should actually say, from coming out from Forvo, it should say Alliance Française, okay? So now, it's interesting because if people want to actually request a book and they take classes at Alliance Française and then they say, I would like to have this book and it has got this word in it, renard is fox. Okay, so you just simply go and you find it. And I have actually prepared a book, and it is called Le Renard des Montagnes, which is the fox in the mountains. And again, I have done exactly the same. I have embedded that little sound file, and I have embedded it into the record. So anybody in the OPAC can actually see and hear the spelling and hear the pronunciation. So it's quite interesting. Can you do that in your catalogues? I don't have the experience of many other library management systems, so I don't know. So this could be really, really boring. But for us, it was actually very exciting, because for the first time, especially for Alliance Française, people did not have to pay for the classes. And you hear the teachers say it once or twice. They can actually go back, and they can actually see the and hear these words over and over. I'm learning Spanish at the moment, and I'm finding it fantastic. I can actually do this in the National Library of Spain. I can embed the word, ask a Spanish speaker, and then I can actually read it. So I think it's really quite exciting. It's quite interesting. I think the 20 minutes must be over soon. Yes? Ah. Okay, 10 minutes. Thank you. So the languages aspect of COHA was something that I'm actually quite proud of, because there has been an enormous amount of teams who actually work on creating the translations of all these different languages. So if you were thinking about a specific group of users, there is an example, and it's actually going to be part of a presentation that I'm doing at the COHA conference. The Alexander McConaughey prison here in Canberra uses COHA, and they have a very large group of Vietnamese speakers who are not doing rehabilitation, which is the very big thing in prisons, as easily as some other people who, you know, are English speakers. So that's another thing we are doing. We're actually making sure that for the prison to be compliant and for their funding to continue, we are able to embed a service to help them with their multicultural situation. So it is actually interesting to see from the user's point of view, from the technology's point of view, from the cataloguer's point of view. It's not a very big step to actually be able to do this. You know, I do a lot of all the training for COHA. I explain how to do this. It's very, very simple. And that's about what I wanted to share with you today. Thank you for listening.
We do have time for a couple of questions, if anybody would like to ask a question of Irma.
This is Christian West from the University of Canberra. I noticed that you're able to translate the interface and the bibliographic data into Korean or Vietnamese. Have you worked on being able to type a search term into the box in Vietnamese and having it translate into English to search the database and then present the data in Vietnamese or Korean?
Well, we actually haven't done that step, but we definitely know that our indexing tool, which is Zebra, actually handles the characters. So from your keyboard, you can actually type in whatever language it is. It will, in fact, search your catalogue. And we use the MAC21 protocol very, very creatively, I think. And we actually make also in there the translations of some of the terms. So we increase the access points, if you like, and we increase them in a multilingual way. Thank you.